Hello, this is Kelly Janine of the Clarity Channel podcast. In this podcast, I'm guiding you to uncover your visions and clear the path to them for clarity and trust. Channel your North Node path. Podcast covers topics of astrology, intuition, spiritual business, energy healing, and mindset. I'm an intuitive clarity mentor, astrologer, and podcaster. So good to have you here today. Please connect with me on Instagram at I am Kelly Janine. I would love to have you there. And today's episode, Pluto and Aquarius, part one. Oh, there's so much I could say about this transit. It is major time. It's like the soul journey, the collective and the personal soul journey. And in your cosmic blueprint, your Pluto, your point of transformation, and what a massive, massive sign it is, what a massive transit it is in showing you your past life, showing your subconscious, showing you the very contrast of wound and lessons into the energy you can manifest from that very point and allow that expansion in. Pluto is basically, can be thought of, is your soul through the lifetimes and all the very lessons and wounding it has brought with it. In evolutionary astrology, Pluto is indeed a central transit. It is a central planet. As the most outer known planet, I mean, the one most known to us, that is, the has yet been discovered. Being on the outer fringe of the universe, it represents the very outer reaches of consciousness, the subconscious, what is submerged beneath the surface and is not yet into awareness. We can think of Pluto as what is hidden, destruction, loss, transformation, secrets, the taboo, the social systems that exist. And when we work with Pluto in your natal chart, when we work with the Plutonian energies, is to work with opening up your awareness to how your subconscious, how your past lives, and how your soul journey is working in this lifetime. What is the movement forward into that? We're going to become aware of that energy and just let it in to your life. We're going to allow it to come in with a real, real sense of expansion. Pluto and Aquarius. This just happened, 0 degrees. This outermost planet is very slow moving. It takes several decades to actually even move. So it doesn't even move around the zodiac anywhere within our human life's lifetime. It's way beyond this lifetime. It is an energy that just transcends physical reality itself. It cannot be contained. It cannot necessarily be known in its entirety in this physical realm. And that's a gift. And it's also can present a wounding, because there's always a hidden part of our soul journey. There's always a hidden part of our past lives. If you dive into the Akashic records, if you dive into dimensional work, working with the healing powers of the 9th, 12th dimension, this Plutonian power can be revealed to you, but there's always a part of it that is hidden, a part of it that can never really be worked with or called upon. That's a gift. That's also a wounding. And we are shown the medicine of both sides of those. Pluto and Aquarius, a new era, a new generation, brings the hidden to the forefront of our collective vision and provides some of the deepest, deepest insights yet known. Aquarius, this whole sign of the revolution, social revolution, the bringing of a new era, new dawn. We're understanding that this whole Pluto and Aquarius is allowing us some deeper insights, and that Aquarius has this whole ability to individuate, break away from the herd, break away from the social mores that are currently in existence, that currently dominate us, what has been experienced in our lifetime. You know, you think like 1980 onwards, those social mores, those systems that exist in finances, business, social, in the environment, in even, say, politics, there's going to be a huge change-up. There's going to be an experience on a very collective level, this massive throwing up of what needs to be cleared and changed. We understand that the point of karma, and that karma does not exist to punish anyone, to punish us. Karma exists to provide us lessons and showing us what really needs to be learned. We have the willpower. We have the individual will, the individual ability to initiate whether or not we're going to accept those lessons. We can reject them. We're absolutely free on all levels to reject them. And this Pluto, that it's with its unstable orbit, with its unstable movement through our physical consciousness awareness, this hidden away through the subconscious, it is making itself understood here in plain language, that if we experience karma, if we have the ability to both understand something, we also have the ability to misunderstand it. That's a simple yet complex fact that is a fact of the heart. It's a fact of the throat center. It's a fact of the mind. That as soon as you understand something, you can also misunderstand it. In esoteric philosophy, diving into I am becoming the guru myself. I am understanding that I am the guru, that I am the center of my own wisdom, that I am constantly understanding and becoming. That it can be a journey, that can be a process, and we must understand that with this whole Plutonian energy, that there's some parts of it we're not meant to understand. And with its movement into Aquarius, though, we can see this insight around newness, new, a clearing, a detoxing of the old cycles and bringing in the new. A look at this powerful transit that is going to bring decades of change. Aquarius is the one that individuates. It breaks away from the crowd. It shouts above the crowd and says that things that were done in the past won't be done the same way anymore. But we make the decision. You make the decision. Looking at your cosmic blueprint on a very individual level, you look at and see, how do you work with this transit? How do you allow this energy to flow into your life? What is your natal Pluto? How do you work with that energy? Because you have to make that decision. Aquarius is the energy of innovation, individuation. She is the humanitarian. She's a revolutionary. The medicine of embracing your individuality for personal and collective healing. Step into self-belief in the individual. And also learning to step away from arrogance. You know, there is a very shadowy side of Aquarius, and that is becoming too self-absorbed, too enmeshed in what they want, what they've decided was right for them, or what was right for someone else. And we have to understand that each of us are gifted with a free will, and that we make the decision how to use it. We look to the very outer edges of the universe. We're looking to the beyond dimensions, and there is so many gifts and healing power there. But we understand that anything we work with, anything we do, has to be customized based on our own individual experience and needs. And so is true with the people around us, with our clients, with our community, with our schools. And that we're understanding that we have come back in this lifetime not to turn into a god, to turn into a guru. We're coming back in this lifetime to necessarily use and work with our individual gifts to guide on a very personal and collective level. What is it that ourselves need, that our clients need, that our community needs, that the expanding out worldwide actually needs? You know, what do nation states need? And those are questions, those are energies that will keep coming up through these coming decades. If we're in a new era, what does that look like? What can that be? How can that be expanded into? How can that exist as part and parcel of everything else we try to achieve in our life? And the goal of the natal chart and working off of its energies is to also, one word, integration, integrate. How do we work with the tools of astrology and channeling, hypnotherapy, and EFT to truly, truly manifest, truly set a vision for what is needed for our own individuation, what's needed for our soul evolution and journey. To come into this path, into the North Node, is all about how we're working on a very individual level with what we need. It has to be customized to us. In this whole age of Aquarius, we're leaving behind the image of an organized guru, an organized religion, organized spirituality, or spiritual dogma. We're seeking the truth within, the truth, the truth. Pluto deals in very heavy truths. Some of them can cause turmoil, they can cause chaos, you know, the planet of chaos, destruction. However, we're understanding, constantly understanding, that this is truly for our own benefit. This is truly to detox, to clear away what can no longer be brought into the coming decades. And that is the gift, that is the challenge. We're finding with a Pluto, we're finding always evolution that is subtle, that is hidden from plain sight. Just as there are social taboos, there are taboos that are, as of now, are hidden from plain sight, that over the coming decades are gradually coming into full view. And we're asked, how will we meet these challenges? How will these challenge us on a personal and collective level? What needs to be cleared? What needs to be dealt with? What needs to be answered to? And speaking of integration in the light of the of your personal cosmic blueprint, your understanding is that if you have this Plutonian energy to work with, you were seeing, how do I bring out my gifts? How do I serve the collective from that standing point? Where am I indeed going with that? When we speak of the soul journey and understanding that our soul has always experienced many, many lifetimes, that Pluto is not a planet given necessarily to the life force of the sun. It is not seen in the sunlight. It is seen in moments of deep meditation, seen in moments of deep hypnosis. It's seen in the moments when of taboos. It's seen in the moments of technology that is newly emerging. You know, think AI. What innovations are coming out? What innovations have come out so far, and how will they continue to do so? There's a lot of innovation. There's a lot of energies around shaking up the way things were done and how they will be done, how we will approach that. And there's formal lessons. There's deeper lessons. There are lessons only understood very, very intuitively. And understood in the sense of being an intuitive thing, that maybe it's not solidly seen here in the physical world. We understand that Plutonian transits are not necessarily here in front of your face, but it's necessarily an energy of a subtle nudging forward within the journey, within the evolution of your soul, and within this lifetime. The confluence of past lifetimes, of subconscious, and how you're going to allow that to evolve over these coming decades. Aquarius, you know, as I spoke about her before, she is the high priestess. She is the ultimate magician. She is taking she is the inner magic. She is taking what is a situation she does not belong in, she does not feel conformed to, and taking it and turning it into something that feels so much more aligned for her. That is perhaps the most beautiful gift, the most absolutely beautiful gift, is Aquarius invites us into the deeper, deeper reaches of our own individuality. It allows us to take the road from that individuality and ride it fully, ride into this horizon over the coming decades. Aquarius can be a permission slip. She can be the very much the inner magic guiding us forward. When I speak of intuition, I speak of inner guidance. The North Node path, Aquarius is so much and one of my favorite signs. She may seem like distant, avoidant, and arrogant, but that is not true at all. There is simply a need for self-preservation. There's a need for self-care in this path of stepping into your gifts, the path of stepping into yourself as an individual. We see that Pluto is coming out. Pluto is allowing the parts of Aquarius that seem not to appeal to anybody. And Pluto's providing that subtle forward motion, allowing us to speak to what is hidden and taboo, and it comes out more and more. We're finding constantly that in the past, there were thoughts, there were feelings, there were inventions that were difficult to express, difficult to be open about, difficult to even create, and they're going to expand, they're going to just explode at an enormous rate. And what that is exactly is still up for question, is still up for deciding. We're understanding that what happens in this, that what happens over the coming decade is necessarily going to be always something that was in existence, always was about what was truly existing before. We just didn't necessarily always see it. And, you know, disclaimer, I'm not a fortune teller. My astrology is just based on working with energies available. It's not telling you what to do. Astrology cannot tell you what to do. It just shows you what may indeed happen. So anything here, you don't have to take literally. Take what resonates with you. And we see that this whole Plutonian energy, when you find Pluto in the natal chart, it always is a subtle and also some at times clearing the path most subtly forward into what is truly, truly for your higher self, what can guide you into the business, into the career and offer of your indeed dreams. Thank you so much for joining me here today on the Clarity Channel podcast. I loved having you. Please connect on Instagram at I am Kelly Janine.